Chapter 8. I caught the excited expressions on my coven's faces at the thought of a celebration, and Astrid and Freya still looked overjoyed, though I knew they had no idea what was about to happen. "Can you provide us with a room for the night? The largest one the village has to offer?"
"I apologize, my lord, but the village only has the one sleeping quarters. The entire village sleeps together, and I cannot think of anything that would be suitable."
"Well, it's all right. I'm sure I can think of something." I smirked.
"But, my lord, this is the only village in the area."
Astrid frowned.
"Where else would we go?"
Astrid and Freya were new to the powers I held, but they'd soon understand, and I was about to give them their first insight into the world I could create with just my hands alone. "I'll take us to an empty patch of land. Perhaps on the outskirts of the village, where we'll have some privacy?"
Okay.
Freya shrugged. Then the two sisters led us from the hut, and we traipsed through the snow and ice as we followed them through the village. Akira and Nyx drunkenly played in the snow, and they giggled the entire time.
Would this do?
Astrid asked a moment later. The patch of land they'd found was a wide open space with nothing but black bare trees around the outskirts and the ominous mountain tops in the distance. There were a few huts behind us, but it still held the privacy I'd asked for. I'm sure I can make it work. I brought my wand out from inside my cloak, imagined the perfect bedroom for us to share, and then aimed it at the center of the open space.
"Edificate,"
I said firmly. A white light grew from the end of my wand, and the light exploded as it covered the area in front of us. The curtain of light remained there for several minutes, and as it faded away, I noticed the outline of a building took its place.
"Oh, my,"
Astrid said in bewilderment. The new building matched the others around us, and it looked as if it had always been there. The wooden panels were the same shade of light brown, and even the windows were the same size and shape. I couldn't get the full view of the building from where I stood, but if it matched the image I'd pictured in my mind, then I knew it was going to be perfect. I led my women toward the new building, and they all let out a gasp as I opened the door. The room was far bigger on the inside than it portrayed on the outside, and it looked somewhat similar to the barn-like hut we'd just been in. Two couches were placed near a roaring fire. A giant four-poster bed sat in the center of the far-off wall, with a gold silk comforter, and a thick green rug ran across the floorboards underneath both couches. There was a sliding door at the opposite end of the room that led to another bedroom, which had the same design and furnishings. I hadn't realized how tired I was until I viewed the magnificent bed, and for once, I wanted nothing more than to collapse onto it and allow my body to fully shut down. The heat of the burning fire created a warm and inviting atmosphere in the room, and my stomach was full from the delicious meat we'd enjoyed. "Astrid and Freya," I said as I slipped off my cloak, "I ask that you sleep with us tonight?"
"Of course, Dark Lord."
Freya nodded. "I'll allow you to sleep with your clothes on, should you prefer, but starting tomorrow, whenever you share your bed with me, you will be bare. Do you understand?"
"We do,"
Astrid replied. "Perfect," I grinned. "Now let's get some sleep. It has been a long couple of days for everyone." I watched in pleasure as my coven slipped from their clothing and how the warm glow of the fire caught their naked skin. It didn't surprise me that Astrid and Freya removed only some of their clothing, but I knew their confidence would grow as the days went by. And soon they'd no longer feel the need to hide their bodies from me. Then they would present themselves to me and beg to carry my children. Half of the coven chose to sleep in the second room, and the other half stayed with me. I made myself comfortable in the center of the bed, and I let out a soft moan as I felt the wandering hands of the women on either side of me. Vanessa used my chest as a pillow, and Faye wrapped one leg around my own. It took no time at all before I heard the shallow breaths as my coven fell asleep, and then my eyes drifted closed as a dream formed in my mind. I fell into such a deep sleep that I never moved a muscle until I awoke the following morning. Vanessa still had her head on my chest, and the only movement Faye made was to slip one of her arms through my own. I couldn't remember the last time I'd felt so comfortable in a bed before, and I could have quite easily spent the entire day in that exact position.
Good morning, my lord.
Faye whispered as she stretched out her muscles. Good morning. I smiled. Did you sleep well?
Oh, very.
She sighed happily. It took at least 20 minutes for everyone in the bed to wake up, and Astrid and Freya were the last to open their eyes. They looked well-rested, which pleased me, but as we stood from the bed, I noticed the confusion on the sisters' faces, like they weren't sure what to do next. I needed to fill them in on the rules and regulations of this group, so I collapsed down onto one of the couches and motioned Astrid and Freya over to me with one hand. They each took a seat on either side of me, and I brushed my fingertips up and down their bare arms. So, how did you find your first night with us?
It was better than I ever could have imagined. I felt so at peace in your presence. I cannot wait for the many more nights we'll share together.
Freya smirked. Oh, believe me, they will happen often. I told them both. We will spend nights together as a group, or I will pick someone to share my bed with me. I will fill both your wombs with my seed, and should you disobey my rules or make up your own, then you will be punished.
We understand. All we want is to please and serve you. We promise to never disobey your rules.
Good. I grinned. This morning I wish to take my women as a reward for all their hard work, but you must wait your turn. You will watch as I fuck them, and if you're patient, then you'll experience everything I have to give you, including bearing my children. They both nodded their heads in response. You will not pleasure yourselves unless I tell you to, and you will not assist the others in finding their own release. I gave them both a pointed look.
Of course not, sir,
Freya said. Great. I nodded. But the real question was who to pick first. The women from the second bedroom had joined us in the main room. My cock hardened as I took in the magnificent view of my naked women. All of you stand in front of me and show me what you have to offer. Then I watched as all 12 of them obeyed my command and stood in a straight line. My women were all so unique and different, from the difference in skin tones, body shapes, and hair colors, and they were all mine to do with as I pleased.
Master, if I may?
Marina asked innocently. Yes?
I cannot take my eyes away from your cock.
She smirked.
May I please bring you the pleasure and release you so desperately crave?
You may. I nodded. Then Marina crouched down to her knees and took my hardened cock into her warm mouth, and a shiver ran down my spine as she used her talented tongue to bring me close to my release. I watched with hungry eyes as Vesta sauntered over to where I stood and caught my lips in a heated, feverish kiss. Marina's addictive moans filled the room, and I could just imagine the torture the other women must have felt as they watched us. Vesta caught my bottom lip between her teeth, and as she pulled away, I noticed the dark look that coated her eyes. Aside from Astrid and Freya, I want the rest of you to find your releases. I ordered the remainder of my coven as I stared deep into Vesta's eyes. Whether that's by yourself or with the others, I'm not picky.
Yes, master.
My coven moaned in response. Meanwhile, Marina's head bobbed up and down as she took in my length, but I knew I wasn't going to last if she kept working it the way she did. The coil in my gut twisted tighter and tighter, and as the tip of my dick hit the back of Marina's throat, I knew I was about to explode. I fucked her mouth a few more times before the coil reached the breaking point and sprung open, and I shot a stream of sweltering cream right down Marina's throat.
Oh, master.
She groaned as she licked me clean.
Fuck, you taste so good.
Clean me up, and then I want to watch as you play with your pussy. Marina ran her tongue from the base of my cock all the way to the top, and she licked off every drop of cum. I could have quite happily spent the day with just her, but I had others in mind, and I wanted to get a taste of all of them. Then Vesta and Marina scrambled onto the bed once I was all cleaned up, and I managed to get the first proper view of the room. Vanessa, Morgana, and Revna had found comfort on a couch as they fingered themselves, but the others were all coupled up together. Penelope, Nyx, and Circe laid in front of the blistering fire as they worked on each other, and Akira, Beatrix, and Samara had taken the other couch. Samara's head was nestled in between Akira's thighs, and Beatrix and Akira locked their lips together in a passionate kiss. My cock instantly sprung to life just at the sight of it all. Vesta, get on all fours and present your pussy to me.
Of course, master.
The elven witch positioned herself at the side of the bed, so I had a view of the rest of the room, and I stared down at the incredible curves of Vesta's ass as I ran my hands down her back. I tugged on my cock a couple times before I positioned it against her pussy and slammed it inside without hesitation. Vesta lurched forward, but she caught herself against the bed and then pushed herself back against me.
Oh, fuck, master.
She grunted, and she threw back her head of green hair.
Yes, yes, yes.
Is this what you wanted? I asked as I pulled my cock out from her tunnel and then slammed it in again.
Always. Oh, fuck, I always want you. Always want your cock.
I heard the satisfying sound of my skin slapping against hers, and that, mixed with the concoction of moans, had my second release build instantly. Then Vesta tightened herself around my dick, and she arched back her neck as she met my thrusts. Oh, fuck, you're so tight! I moaned as I forced myself deeper inside her wanting cavern.
Oh, you feel so good. Fuck, Dark Lord, please. I need to feel you come inside me, please. Fill me with your seed.
Be patient.
I don't think I can. Not with you. Oh, Master, you feel so good. It's incredibly difficult to hold back. I need you. Fuck, I need you so bad.
Oh, I loved it when they begged. I thrust my cock as far as I could go, and the sensations that ran through me was like nothing I'd ever experienced before. My mind went blank, my heart felt like it was going to beat out of my chest, and the desire to fill Vesta with my seed quickly overpowered me. Go! Come on my cock. Let me feel your body explode all around me.
No, Cole!
I knew the entire village could hear us, but that just made it even more exciting. Vesta's walls twitched around my cock as she came over and over while my seed flooded her insides, and she whispered my name as her body grew weaker. Then I reluctantly pulled my cock from her cream-stuffed pussy, and Vesta collapsed onto the bed like she didn't have the strength to hold herself up. I spent the next hour working my way around the room and coming inside each of my coven. I had Vanessa ride my cock as Akira sat on my face, and I licked her out until her juices ran down my throat. Then Akira licked my sperm out of Vanessa's filled tunnel while I took the dark-haired beauty from behind. After Vanessa and Akira were filled with my essence, I moved on to Revna and Beatrix. I chose to fuck Revna first, and she used her tongue on Beatrix's pussy at the same time. It felt like a snowball effect whenever I pounded into Revna, and it forced her tongue to delve deeper into Beatrix. Then they swapped places after I came, and we began the game again. But the adrenaline and energy that flowed through my veins caused a hunger to appear in my mind, and there was only one thing it wanted. Someone he hadn't had before. Once I'd worked my way through every woman in my coven, I found Astrid and Freya sitting patiently in the corner. They both had wide eyes and blushed cheeks, so I knew they enjoyed the view, and they were desperate for their own turn. You, I said with my finger pointed toward them. Come here. I'd originally thought about taking the sisters into the spare room to give them some more privacy. But then I decided against it. Freya and Astrid needed to get used to everyone watching as I made them mine, and I'd already given them the option of wearing clothes to bed, so that felt like enough generosity on my behalf. I want you to undress and lie on the bed. I took a step back as I watched Astrid and Freya play with the buttons of their outfits, and once they were nude, they each walked over to the bed and positioned themselves on either side. I noticed their glistening pussies in the warm light of the fire, and it made me desperate to taste and tease them until they screamed my name. I started off with Astrid. Her soft thighs were like silk beneath my fingers, and I hooked my hands around her legs as I widened them to make room. My cock stood at attention, and it only grew harder and more painful the longer I stared at Astrid's incredible center. Do you want me to fuck you?
Yes, Dark Lord, please. Please fuck me.
And what else do you want me to do to you? I smirked.
Fill me with your seed. I want to take in every last drop. My womb is fertile and I want you to breed with me. I want your child growing inside of me.
Then prepare yourself. Astrid must have misunderstood my words because she instantly went to play with her soaked pussy, but I tapped her fingers out of the way before she could reach it. Prepare yourself mentally. This may hurt at first, but once you've adjusted to my size, then you'll find it much easier and pain-free.
Of course, Master.
I tugged on my cock a couple times, lined it up with her glistening entrance, and then slowly eased myself inside. Astrid winced, and her tight walls clenched around my dick as I sheathed my weapon in her perfect tunnel, but that only made me want to fuck her even harder. Part of me wanted to be gentle with Astrid and Freya, but they'd soon get used to my size, so the slower I went, the harder it would have been for them to adjust. With that decision made, I pulled out and then slammed in again with all the force I could muster.
Fuck!
Is this what you wanted?
Yes!
Astrid grabbed her perky breasts in her hands, and she massaged them deeply as I thrusted in her again and again. The blonde beauty bit down on her bottom lip as a deep moan formed in her throat, and her eyes winced closed every time I filled her.
Go, please!
What?
I need to come! Please let me come!
Her ankles locked together above my ass, and she lifted her hips in time with my movements, which only caused me to move faster and harder. A trickle of sweat rolled down my back, and I noticed some sweat had formed in between Astrid's breasts. I couldn't take my eyes away from her nipples, especially when she tugged and pulled on them, and the same coil in my gut appeared again. I was seconds away from exploding, and I knew Astrid battled with the same needs. Climax! I want to feel your body release as you cover my cock in your juices. Astrid's entire body tightened, and she let out a hearty groan as she came. I felt an instant relief as I shot streams of heated cream into her body, and my legs turned to jelly as I held myself upright against the bed so I could keep pumping into her accepting womb.
Oh, fuck, that was... Satan, that was the most incredible thing I've ever experienced.
And there is plenty more where that came from. I smirked, but I'm not finished yet. Freya, open your legs. It's time for me to make you mine. I slipped my cock out of Astrid's drenched pussy, gave it a quick wipe with the bed sheets, then positioned myself between Freya's legs. The first thing I noticed was her breasts were larger than Astrid's, but not by much. They held the perfect amount of fat, and her breasts jiggled every time she moved. I could have watched them all day, but I was more interested to see how they'd react and how Freya would react when I slammed into her. The second thing I noticed was the small coating of blonde hair between Freya's legs. I didn't have a preference whether my women kept their hair or not, just as long as it didn't get in the way. So I ran my hand down the spiky blonde hair and then parted her damp lips with two fingers. I see you are ready for me.
So ready. More than you'll ever know.
Good. That's just what I wanted to hear. I smirked. My dick was hard again by the time Freya had wrapped her legs around me, and I hit the head of my member against her entrance as I got myself into position. Freya sighed once more, and then I forced myself inside as she inhaled.
Oh, holy fuck, yes, right there!
I held myself there for a second before I pulled out and slammed in again. Freya's breasts jiggled again from the impact of it all, and her entire body slipped further up the bed slightly, but I pulled her back into position. I slipped my hands around her thighs as I increased the momentum, and from the strength that I applied, I knew her skin was going to bruise. Oh, you feel so good. But you'll feel even better when I come inside you.
I need your seed, Dark Lord.
Freya said as she tightened her legs around me.
Fill me with your baby.
I saw Astrid leave the bed from the corner of my eye, but then I turned my attention back to her sister and continued to bring her the pleasure she so clearly needed. Do you need to come? I asked a moment later.
Yes, so badly.
Well,
You'll need to wait.
I don't know if I can, my lord. I'm on the brink of exploding.
If you orgasm before I say you can, I won't let you come at all next time. Got it? I gave her a pointed look. Fight against the urge. Freya winced as she obeyed my rules, but from the sensation that ran down my cock, I knew she was going to get her wish sooner than she thought. The headboard slammed against the wall as I picked up speed. Our skin slapped together, and stars floated in my eyes. I was going to lose my mind if I didn't empty my load soon, but I fought against it for as long as possible. As soon as it became too much to bear, I forced Freya's body harder against me, sheathed my cock in her as far as it would go, and made her look me directly in the eyes. "Let it go," I said in a deep tone. "Coat my cock, and let me feel your body tremor in my hands."
"Yes, fuck, yes!"
Her walls clenched around my cock as she came, and her eyes widened as I reached my own climax. I held myself against her as I continued to shoot my seed into her spasming tunnel, and it felt as though it was going to go on for days. It took a while for me to find the energy to move, and I collapsed onto the bed as soon as I was able to. My heart pounded in my chest, and my breathing was deep and labored, but I already couldn't wait to take Astrid and Freya again and find out what else they had to offer me.